Guys, are you ready to heat things up this Christmas? Go with a win-win this year. Something that'll make her feel hot and heat up your holiday too. How? Super warm, world-famous hoodie footy from our friends at Pajamagram. The hoodie footy is the ultimate solution to get her hot when she's freezing cold. It combines the warmth of a hoodie with the coziness of footed pajamas. She's going to love it. Go to Pajamagram.com today. Use code SAVE10 and you'll save $10 on adult-size hoodie footies when you use that promo code SAVE10. That's Pajamagram.com. SAVE10. Tell them AJ Hoffman sent you.
The Blitz, KFNC Mont Bellevue, Houston, a Gau Media station. If you're not down with that, we got two words for you.
Are you ready?
Hey, think you can tell us what to do? You think you can tell us what to wear? You think that you're better? Well, you better get ready. To the masters.
Break it down. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz, hour number two, 713-780. ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. Also, hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, send a message. Baron likes it, he'll read it. There's Twitter at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Aaron is Blitzed, at Degenerates975. You can also text the show. You know the number for that. You can also watch us on Twitch. Put your comments in the chat there. Missed the first hour? Pretty good hour. Decent. Solid.
Did you see this Yenis Cespedes story?
I did not.
You know, he was out last season. He got hurt last season, not on the baseball field. Apparently got hurt working horses on his ranch, broke an ankle, maybe two ankles. And the Mets decided, well, we're not paying you anymore, and they filed a grievance. Well, today they settled that grievance, and basically the way it worked is they agreed to pay him less money this year than he was expected to be paid. So he's like, basically, sorry, I hurt myself playing cowboy. I won't take the $30 million I was supposed to get this year. Instead, they don't give the actual number that they settled on. I guess that's private information. But I'll take, it's reported as, quote, significantly less.
So he still got paid not to play.
No, he got paid last year until they found out how he got hurt, and then he didn't get paid.
Ah.
He's getting paid this next year, but he's not getting paid the $29.5 million that his contract was stipulating, which is a rare thing in baseball. I mean, it takes a situation like this where a guy gets hurt doing something that his contract says he's not allowed to do. I guess riding horses is on that. But it's in baseball, because their contracts are so ironclad and their union is so powerful, that it's really hard to, you know, to get a guy to take a pay cut. It doesn't happen very often. So this dude must have really blown it if he's willing to be like, okay, yeah, you got me.
Yeah, it must have been specifically in the language, right? No horseback riding. Who was it that was on the dirt bike? That I bet his next contract says no dirt biking. Is it Bumgarner? Was that a dirt bike injury?
I don't remember what his was.
Yeah, somebody got injured on a dirt bike. I don't remember if it was.
Yeah, him. It was Bumgarner.
Okay. All right. Let's go through the NFL lines as we do every Friday, or roughly this time, and we'll start with Buccaneers at Lions. That number has held steady at 4, even amid rumors of Jameis Winston having a hand injury.
I like the Lions here. I don't like Jameis Winston as a favorite. I do like Jameis Winston as a dog, just because he chucks the ball around and he'll come through and hit the back door for you every once in a while. But I don't like him in a favorite role. I definitely don't like him in a favorite role on the road. I get that the Bucs are like some sort of a, for the sharps, they're a darling. I don't see it here, and I don't like the Lions either. It's probably a stay-away game for me, but if you put a gun to my head and make me play it, it's going to be the Lions. And if I'm looking at and there's a handful of these teams on the board. I don't know if the Lions are my favorite, but they're definitely a tease piece team, because from 4 to 10 is definitely appealing on a game where at home, I think the Lions might beat the Bucks.
All right. I agree with you on pretty much all of that. Eagles minus 5.5 at Redskin.
I like the Redskins. I'm not giving big points with the Eagles for anything.
No.
They're a mess. Their offense is a total mess. I got on this under a little bit. It's so low that it's not something I'm comfortable hammering.
39 is the number now.
But I do think that because it's such a low total, you get 5.5, 6 points with the Redskins. I'll take it. The Eagles have nothing now on offense. They've got no explosiveness on offense. The Redskins, we've talked about it, the slowest team in the NFL, surpassing the Chargers. It seems like an under game to me, which makes me like getting the points.
I'm with you. In fact, I do like the Redskins to cover here. Packers minus 4 over the Bears.
Dude, I don't know what to say about this game. I'm not as high on the Packers as a lot of people are. I haven't been all season. But there seems to be this love for the Bears now that I just don't understand, because I watch them play, and every time they win, I'm surprised. So I don't want any part of this game. If I had to take part in this game, I guess it would be the Packers, because I can't imagine that the Bears, like, think about this. The Packers' home field advantage has got to be, what, 3.5?
Yeah.
We would assume. So they're saying the Packers are 1 point better than the Bears. 1 point. Do you believe that?
Well, here's the problem. I don't believe in the Packers at all, and I don't believe in the Bears either, but if you're going to give me two teams that, frankly, I think are way overrated, I'll take the points. So I'll take the Bears plus 4 here.
Okay. So that's, and this line basically says if the Bears were at home, they would be favored.
I believe that.
Oof.
They're not good, but I think the Packers are they're a really phony 3-loss team.
Oh, I agree.
So Patriots minus 10 at Bengal.
Well, again, this is a game I don't want anything to do with. You'd have to put a gun to my head and take me to the window, but if I got that far, I'd probably have to bet on the Bengals here. I don't like this Patriots offense. I've been saying it for weeks. There's something fundamentally wrong. The trick plays that they're having to come up with to score points, like they just cannot get anything going. The Bengals suck so bad that I don't want to bet on them. But I will say, you know, I could see them keeping it within double digits. At 9.5, it's definitely a stay away. I'm tempted at 10, but I don't want to deal with it. And the fact that the Patriots, and we didn't really even address this all that much, the fact that they were sending video guys to spy on the freaking Bengals lets you know how worried the Patriots are about what's going on with their team.
I actually believe their story on this one, that wasn't the case.
Oh boy. Okay.
So
you believe Bill Belichick wasn't intentionally cheating?
Well, no, but if you dug into it, even he was pissed off about it. They were sending him to do like a feature that the team didn't even know about, that was entirely believable. So, but regardless,
what side are you falling on?
It's not a play for me, but you know, I'm kind of with you. If you're having to check something off of your weekly pick'ems, I'd probably take the points. So Titans minus 3 against your beloved Texans. I can't in good conscience bet the Texans this week for any reason, so I would take the Titans.
Yeah. Remember yesterday when I said I'm hammering the over 50?
Yeah.
Well, it's up to 51.5 now.
You did that.
So no, I didn't do that.
You did that.
I hammered it like an AJ hammer. Somebody who has a way bigger hammer than me hammered it a lot harder than I could. There's going to be a lot of points scored in this game. I think it's a high variance game. I don't want anything to do with it. I don't know which Texans team shows up. I don't know which Titans team shows up. I just think both of them score a bunch of points. It comes down to who gets a stop. I don't know who I feel better about. It's a pass on the side. I do like the over, though. That 51 is a key number in the NFL. If you can get a 51, I'd be okay with the over. If you get 51.5, it's a pass for me.
Yeah, I again, not one I would play, but if you have to check one off, I would take the Titans minus three, as I would take the Seahawks minus 6.5 at the Panthers, but I don't really want to play this one either.
Yeah, that's another team I'm not super excited about playing. I do like the Seahawks as a teaser piece because I think there's almost zero chance they lose this game. So if you take them from 6.5 down to a half,
yeah,
I feel like you're in a pretty good spot. I don't see them losing, but I don't know how motivated they are to get much margin here.
Broncos plus 10 against your Chiefs.
I like the Broncos. I feel like kind of a sucker because the Broncos just came off a dominant win, so I'm probably...
They also beat the Chargers, though, the week before. They're playing better football.
I feel like I'm probably paying a premium right now on the Broncos, and this number was at 11.5, so I'm not getting the best number either, but I'd rather be on the Broncos, I think, than be on the Chiefs. And we saw the Broncos take advantage of a bad defense. And let's face it now, the Texans without J.J. Watt are a bad defense. I know people don't want to hear that, but it's true. The Chiefs, they're a bad defense. And, you know, putting the clamps down on the Patriots, who can't score on anybody, doesn't tell me otherwise. So,
and they were lucky to get out of there without at least going to overtime.
I'm with you. I think the Chiefs are overvalued right now. I'll take the Broncos in 10.
Agree. Dolphins are plus 3 at the Giants.
I know we're on opposite sides.
I know. I like the Dolphins a lot here. They have been, you know, if you just look at them on paper, you can't figure out how the hell they're in the game every week. But they have been.
They're so bad.
They are, but they're money against the spread. And
yeah.
And I still think the Giants are hot garbage. So if you got two garbage teams, give me the points. That's been working very well all season.
Well, I mean, in this instance, it's in at New York, so they probably don't have a full 3-point home field edge.
Nah, not at this stage.
So you're basically saying the Dolphins are the better team. That's hard for me. And probably Eli's last home game.
I tend to downgrade him more because of Eli.
Okay.
So,
all right, guys, we'll finish up the NFL on the other side. I got to tell you about Pajamagram.com. Go with a win-win this year, something that's going to make her feel hot and heat up your holiday as well. How about this? The super warm, world-famous hoodie footy from our friends at Pajamagram.com. Let's face it, it's hard to get her hot when she's freezing cold, and that's where the hoodie footy comes in. It's the ultimate solution. The warmth of a hoodie with the coziness of footy pajamas, and that head-to-toe warmth will have her feeling cozy in no time. And it gets even better because every Pajamagram includes free gift packaging. I'm a horrible gift wrapper, so this is great news for me. This is damn near worth the price of admission itself. But you don't have to wrap a thing. They're also backed by a 100% lifetime guarantee. Delivery by Christmas is guaranteed, so you're risking nothing. And how about this? They're celebrating 10 years of Hoodie Footy. So right now, for a limited time, you can save $10 on adult-size Hoodie Footies when you use the code SAVE10 at checkout. Go to Pajamagram.com today. Use the code SAVE10. That's Pajamagram.com. Promo code SAVE10. Tell them AJ from ESPN 97.5 sent you.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5, and we proudly hydrate with C-Force Water. You're listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-3776 on a Friday. Hope everybody's having a great one. If you're heading home, relax. We'll get you there.
Hopefully. We take no responsibility if you don't get home.
Yeah, that's...
You stop off at the bar, that's on you, bro.
Well, that's okay. By the way, did you know the Dolphins actually have a better record than the Giants?
I do know that. Yeah, but I still...
And the Giants play in the worst division and
one of
the worst in the history of the NFL. Okay, just checking. All right, Steelers now went from plus one to minus one against the Bills. Basically a pick 'em here.
Yeah, I like the Bills here. Boy, everyone's saying the sharp angles, the under here.
37.
That's a ridiculously low number. I think normally the low end that NFL totals hit at, or like that they're even posted at, is like 38.
Yeah.
They usually go for, like, if it's a super low total game, it's 38. Super high is 55. If you get higher or lower totals than that, it's an anomaly. This is clearly an anomaly, and I don't know that I'm looking to buck it, but I don't necessarily agree with it either. This is a tough one for me. I think the Bills are a better team than the Steelers.
The Steelers have really managed to play well despite
they have
losing almost their entire offense. But having said that,
both these teams, whoever wins this game, it's going to be their best win of the season today.
Yeah, yeah. That's.
But the way the Bills fought against the Ravens made me think that they're better than I've been wanting to admit they are.
So our new standard is, because I got impressed with the 49ers because they played the Ravens close. That's our new standard.
You even stay on the field with the Ravens.
Exactly.
Good job. Sorry, Jets, you don't fall into that category.
Sadly, no. Raiders minus 6.5 at home against Jaguars. I actually like the Raiders quite a bit here.
I do, too.
Both these teams are playing like garbage.
One's quit, one hasn't.
Yeah.
I really think the Jags have totally walked out of this thing. I like the Raiders quite a bit myself.
This is a play for me, so for what it's worth. All right. Browns minus 3 at Cardinals.
I think I like the Browns still. I liked it more at 2.5. Right. If you've looked at Kyler Murray's stats the last few weeks, he's kind of gone into a shell. He's not doing what he's been doing. The other thing that jumps out at me, the Cardinals, it's been talked about all year, they're the worst when it comes to defending tight ends. And guess who came back from injury last week? David Njoku, who I could see having a pretty big day against that sorry bleep defense. The problem for the Redskins or for the Cardinals is their good players just aren't good. And Patrick Peterson, kind of chief amongst them. That's a guy who they've been so adamant against trading, and it turns out, well, maybe you should have traded him when he had some value.
It's not like he's helping you. I like the Browns here. The Browns are the kind of team that if they get ahead, I always talk about how they're high variance.
Oh, yeah.
And I think they'll get ahead of the Cardinals, and I think they run away and hide here. I don't mind giving up 3.
I also think this is one of the few times this year where, and I'm not saying there's not an edge, but it's one of the few times this year where there's not a massive edge in coaching for the Browns' opponent.
Right. Right. It might be an edge, but...
Yeah, but it's not as massive as it normally is. Yeah. Like when it's Freddie Kitchens versus a competent head coach, it's massive. This week, it's just... There's a slight edge for the Cardinals.
49ers minus 10.5 against your Falcons.
I love the Falcons here. I think that when you look at... The 49ers game last week was a total grind. Actually, their last two games, the Ravens game and then the Saints game, grinding physical games. They're banged up. Three of their 5 starters in the secondary are out. And the Falcons are the kind of team that they can hit a back door on you. Like we were talking about the Bucks. They continue to chuck the ball in games, even if they're not going to win, just to pump up stats. This seems like the perfect spot for the Falcons to do just that. I like the Falcons. I like the over in this game.
Okay. I don't have an opinion, but I would take the 10.5. Rams minus 1.5 at the Cowboys.
The other thing about that game, the Rams and Seahawks are the next two on deck for the 49ers.
Yeah.
This game doesn't matter that much to them.
Yeah. Rams are now minus 1.5 after opening as a dog. Vegas just got that line wrong at the beginning. I think the Rams are going to house the Cowboys. The Cowboys are playing so bad right now. The Rams have looked completely different since they started giving the ball to Todd Gurley again. And I think this one's going to be ugly.
What's the number at now?
1.5.
Minus 1.5?
Yeah.
Boy, I'm torn on this game. I don't want to bet the Cowboys anymore. It feels like the Cowboys are the sharp play. We'll ask RJ. If that's not going to be your pick for the contest.
Yeah, it is.
I bet RJ calls you a square. You want to write that down now, Aaron? This is my big guess of the day.
I bet RJ's on the opposite side, but I also bet that I'll be cashing my square-ass ticket on Sunday night.
That's all that matters. Yeah, for me, it's a matter of I don't really love either side of this game, particularly more than a pick, because I can't trust the Cowboys. All the stats say the Cowboys should be the side here. And all the stats said the Cowboys should have been the side against the Bears. And they cost me a lot of money. I think I'm done betting on the Cowboys. So, I also, the numbers say that they're the side. So, for me, it's a total stay away. I understand the logic on both sides of it. It is funny because this is going to it's almost a lock will be the heaviest bet game of the week. And I have no idea what's going to happen, but there are two distinct groups that think they are 100% on the right side, which is kind of interesting.
Yeah, well, that other group's wrong.
So. I get it, yeah.
I mean, I don't know what Cowboys team they've been watching here the last 3 weeks, but they've gone the wrong direction, man. And, you know, ordinarily, I would be on that other side, but I'm basing this on, I think the Rams have made some important adjustments, and I think the Rams are just better than the Cowboys.
You're basing it on what you're seeing with your eyes.
Yes.
Which I do that often, and if I were...
Because the numbers don't scream to me, bet Cowboys. I mean, it would if it were plus 3.5, that's a different animal.
Okay.
But at plus 1.5, I mean, how often does the one come into play?
No, not very often.
So,
yeah, my numbers say Cowboys, my eyes say Rams, and I'm just... It's a pass.
Vikings minus 1.5 at the Chargers.
The number's kind of gone down. I actually like the Chargers here. I like the Chargers more, though, as another one of those teams that you can use in a teaser this week.
Yeah.
Because the Chargers, every week we see it. They're down by less than a possession, driving to get a touchdown to take the lead. And inevitably they fail, but they're always right there. So if you give me... You know, I teased him from 2.5 to 8.5, but even if you tease him from 1.5 to 7.5, you're kind of in the same boat that you've got to beat the Chargers by more than a possession, and it just doesn't happen very often. They're a good team. They are just a good team that loses a lot, and they lose to basically anybody who's better than them, they're going to lose to. The number seems short because I think the Vikings are better than this, but... I don't want to play on the Vikings either.
So here's their losses. Lions by 3, a game that came down to the end.
Okay.
Texans by 7. That one really wasn't as close as it turned out, but still a one possession game. Broncos by 7, came down to the end. Steelers by 7, came down to the end. Titans by 3. Raiders 26-24.
I'm telling you.
Yeah. The Chiefs are a good team, 24-17. Broncos beat them 23-20. Every game they've lost has been a one-possession game.
Isn't that crazy?
It's all come down to the end. So, yeah, I mean, I'd feel better if I were getting 3 points here, obviously, which is what the line was, and now it's down to 1.5. But I'm kind of with you. I'd be on the Chargers side of this.
Almost every game, I'd have to do some research on this, but if you teased the Chargers 6 points, I would bet that you'd be doing really well against the spread. Like if you use them as a teaser piece every week. The problem is they're usually a short favorite.
Right.
And I'm not looking to tease through a zero. But in this situation as a dog, oh yeah, I want that.
Saints minus 9 against the Colts.
Man, I don't know what to do with this one.
Saints are a little banged up on defense here.
And I just don't know if the Colts are still playing for anything.
Is it fair to say if it gets to 10, I'll go Colts?
Yeah.
But I think that's reasonable.
I don't think it's going to get to 10.
I don't either. I don't mind the over in that
game.
That's
Monday night, right?
Yeah, it's Monday night. So plenty of time to look
at. Yeah.
But I don't mind the over 46.5 there. So my plays for reals, I'm all over the Rams, and I will be on the Browns, and I'll be on the Raiders this week.
Falcons are probably my favorite side of the week. Texans, Titans is my favorite over of the week.
Okay. So, there you go. That gives you guys a...
Excuse me.
Oh, that was so weak. Come on,
I don't know what to tell you.
There's got to be feeling with it, man.
I don't know what
to tell
you.
It's got to be passion. I just think you're just too comfortable and laid back and feeling good right now.
Could be. Could be that CBDMD's got me feeling that way. You know what else feels good? Giving gifts around the holidays. And you know what doesn't feel good? Paying for shipping. Yeah, nobody wants to do that. Avoid crowded stores, long checkout lines, and terrible traffic. Go to CBDMD.com. And right now, it's CBDMD's week of giving. From December 12th to the 19th, daily deals on everything from topicals and tinctures to gummies and pet products. That means a full week of eye-popping prices with no lines, no fighting with strangers, and no traffic. And to make sure you don't miss any of this stuff, CBDMD.USA, they'll be updating their Instagram daily with the day's featured products as well as those of the other great deals, holiday ideas as well. So go to their Instagram page, CBDMD.USA, where you'll find out what's going on there. And when you're checking out, use the coupon code ESPN975 to save 20% off. That feels good too. That's coupon code ESPN975 at CBDMD.com. Finish your holiday shopping, CBDMD.com.
We roll, I feel tripping, I don't need no chaperone. I'm trying to get ghost. Oh, oh.
Another one.
It's just us against the world.
ESPN 97.5.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number. Jose asked, have you seen Once Upon a Time in Hollywood? Just got it on Blu-ray.
Yes.
Yeah, I liked it a lot.
It's excellent.
Yeah, very good movie.
People were instantly crapping on it, and I watched it, and I thought it was good. I mean,
it depends
on what you expect out of it. Like, if you think it's going to be a documentary, it's not. Or, like, a true-to-the-events story, it's not.
Right.
It's entertainment.
You know, but that's, you know, Inglourious Basterds was not exactly. Historically accurate. And
Django was it? I don't know.
Yeah. What about Hateful Eight?
I don't know.
What about Kill Bill?
There's
going to be a Kill Bill 3.
Yeah, I don't know.
Maybe it hasn't happened yet. Now, somebody, and I can't remember who it was, but they told me if you like Jackie Brown, you'll like this one. And I think that was fair because I love Jackie Brown. And this one was pretty polarizing, I think. There were people who hated it and there were people who loved it. And that put me on the loved it side.
I've never watched a Tarantino movie and gone, ugh. That was disappointing. If you're a Tarantino fan, it's good. I am.
Yeah. I mean, there've been a couple that I liked less than the other ones, but
of course, but I've never walked away going, oh my God,
that was a waste of 3 hours.
Yeah. No, never.
Man, I'm seeing more Redskins interested in David Shaw now. Okay.
I mean, who's interested? Crappy organizations.
Well, but that's, you know, there's a reason your crappy organization is you keep hiring bad guys. Yep. I don't know if he's going to be a good NFL coach or not.
I don't either.
But
he could be.
He might be. And
you know what? 2 years ago, I would have thought he definitely would be. So Matt Rhule's name is not being thrown about a lot, which is surprising because that guy seems like an NFL coach.
He does. And I think he'll get a shot here pretty soon. And if you're him, boy, you want to pounce on this year.
Yeah.
That's the thing. You don't want to stick around another year, and then you're back to 6-6 next year, and everybody's like, ah, well, he's a good coach, but is he that good? So, I don't know. David Shaw, though, I mean, I guess when you go back and look at those names that we were talking about earlier,
you start to see why you could maybe make an excuse to hire David Shaw.
Yeah. Did you see this story about Trent Williams' dogs?
Yes.
That's like here in town.
Yeah. So here's where I stand on it. I saw Patrick Creighton was like outraged at it.
Was he outraged?
Yeah.
He gets outraged.
He was only outraged on Twitter. I didn't hear if he was outraged on the show or not. But he was outraged because he was like, yeah, like I'm supposed to believe that a rescue lab attacked one of these pit bulls in Trent Williams' yard. And I've gone through something similar, albeit not with pit bulls. Because I've told you the story before about when the dogs dug under the fence into my backyard.
Yeah.
And my dogs they didn't take kindly to that. They did not like trespassers. And the bigger of the two dogs, when my two dogs went after him, the bigger of the two dogs got stuck under the fence, and the little dog was patiently waiting for its heftier friend to get through the hole, and my dogs got it. And I had to now it was still alive, albeit barely, but I had to I had to put this dog in a Target bag and carry it over to the people who I share a back fence with and say, hey, your dog's dug under my fence. And this is the second time they've done it. The first time my dogs weren't in the backyard. The second time they were. And if somebody else's dog goes into your yard, these are the things that are going to happen. This is what dogs do. They protect their domain. That's kind of nature. And I mean, I feel bad the dude's dog got killed, but if it went into the neighbor's yard and got killed, whether it's pit bulls or my two dogs that damn near killed that chihuahua, I don't know if that chihuahua lived or not. It didn't look like it was going to live.
But those were your old dogs, right? So
there's
a statute of limitations.
It was two corgis did this. I mean, it doesn't have to be some vicious beast. Dogs don't like other dogs going into their yards, their homes. So, I feel bad the dude's dog got ripped to shreds. But at the same time, if you can't keep your dog out of the neighbor's yard, it's kind of on you.
Yeah, Lawyer Dave said you're going to get sued.
It's too late. And those, these guys, they didn't even care. They took the bag and said, okay.
Well, here's the problem. And I don't know anything about your neighbors, but most times when
they're gone, they were renting. Oh.
When this happens, most of the time, it's because it's a crappy dog owner.
Absolutely, it is.
And it doesn't. And maybe he's the same way. I don't know. But yeah, if you go into somebody's yard, stuff like that can happen.
Now, I will say, Trent Williams apparently has 15 pit bulls in his backyard.
That might be a bit much.
Apparently, there's no rule in his neighborhood that says how many dogs you can have. I'm a firm believer that there should be a cap on how many animals you keep.
If you're fostering, though, I'm okay with it, but
15, though?
Well, but
if you have 15, are you properly taking care of any of them?
No, but I mean,
it's just like kids.
But if you're fostering it, you're not going to have 15 the whole time.
No.
I mean,
but he's not fostering.
No.
He's breeding them. I mean, he said some of them are worth $25,000. So, I mean,
where in the ring?
I guess. But I don't know. I think it's a bad look on Trent Williams? Certainly, because it looks like he's got a bunch of scary ass dogs that he's, breeding in his backyard, which that's not necessarily the best look. But at the same time, if the story that I read is actually accurate and that lab broke into Trent Williams' backyard, sometimes nature takes its course. And it's an ugly, cruel course, unfortunately.
Yeah. I think a dog can get pretty vicious, too, depending. I had the thing a couple weeks ago where a dude who, let's say, hypothetically speaking, doesn't take care of his dog very well either, went after my little dog. And when the dog got between the wife and the other dog, the dog kind of went after the wife, and my older, gentle Ridgeback went hard after that dog. I mean, and defending everybody. And what? I gave her, a high paw five for that because she was defending everybody. But
But
she turned really vicious when it happened.
Oftentimes, people are scared of certain breeds of dogs, and I get it. I'm not necessarily, I don't think it's fair necessarily. I think dog owners create bad dogs more than a certain breed does. But inherently, there are some breeds of dogs that at their peak danger are more dangerous than others.
Right, right.
My dog, my shepherd gets along with most other dogs, almost all other dogs. She went and stayed at my aunt aunt's house, and my aunt had, well, my aunt and my dad lived together. They're both old people, so they lived together. And my dad has two labs, and Senna gets along fine with them. They play, they wrestle, it's all good fun. My aunt has a poodle, which is maybe, I don't know, 15 pounds.
Yeah.
My dog is close to 90. And this dog, for whatever reason, doesn't like my dog and attacks it, like bites at its face and neck. And they broke him up a couple times, and then the little dog did it again while my dog was sleeping. And my dog kind of, it did some damage. It bit down into it, like punched some holes in it, shook it around, threw it against the wall. It looked like a freaking horror movie had happened. But, and I mean, I guess in a way that's my dog's fault. But it's also, you know, if you can't count on, you know, if your dog can't act a certain way around other dogs, I don't know what to tell you. You're going to get it eventually.
Yeah,
it's like the dogs at the dog park. There's right. always one,
right?
That's just an a-hole, and their owner doesn't realize that they probably shouldn't take this dog to the dog park. Which, I mean, it's a crappy thing to know that your dog just can't handle that situation. But sometimes that's just the case, and if your dog can't handle that situation, they just can't. But also, there's some dogs who they want to play with the neighbor dogs. They think it's fine. The neighbor dogs don't think that that's fun. They're not looking to play. They think that there's someone breaking into their yard. I see both sides of it.
Yeah, I don't take the older dog to the dog park because she, you know, there's certain dogs she just doesn't get along with. So it sucks, but I know it's her fault a lot of times.
Yeah.
The little one, she's fine. I can take her. Take her to the bar and stuff like that. But, yeah, I wouldn't, you know, it would be irresponsible of me to take the other one because it ruins the experience for everybody else. So, all right, we're going to take a quick break. Don't go anywhere. It is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. You're listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. ESPN 97.5 is celebrating Christmas early with our 12 Days of Christmas. All day today, we're giving away a dinner for two to Chewy's. At 5:51, we'll take caller 5 to 713-780-3776. You'll win a delicious dinner for two to Chewy's Fine Tex-Mex, where they don't take much of anything seriously except their food. Stay tuned for your chance to win all day, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m., and don't forget to book your holiday parties and catering now at Chewy's.com.
I do like Chewy's.
I do, too. I that was the only positive to living down Westheimer was there was the one in walking distance.
There's one right in the little shopping center by my house.
Yeah.
And I was one of the first 50 customers there. So I've got.
Oh, yeah, I remember you saying something about that when it opened.
Got all kinds of free Chewies.
So, yeah, put one in Edo. I'd be fine with that. All right, let's do the Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
All right, disclaimer, because some of you are sensitive.
Oh, no.
No, it's a Florida man story and it involves a dead guy.
Oh, is this a sad story?
I don't think it's a sad story. I think it's a funny story.
Okay.
But if nothing else, it is a perfect Florida story. So
but
if,
you're not saying death is funny.
Death's inevitable.
It happens to the best of us.
You got to be laughing when you get there, right? Because it's going to happen. Well, what I hope doesn't happen is when I die, I don't want to be found partially eaten by an alligator.
No.
And apparently, this guy was found June 27th, so this goes back a while, in an alligator's mouth near a phosphate mine. And they a necropsy, I don't know what it is. I guess that's where they go and open up the alligator. Found the guy's hand and foot inside the 11-foot-long alligator stomach. Sad so far, right?
Yeah.
Guy got eaten by an alligator.
I hate when that happens.
Apparently, it's still unclear why he was on the property, but officials said he died from methamphetamine intoxication and then was eaten by the reptile.
Okay, well, you can't really feel bad for him.
Well, okay, it's a Florida story. It involves meth and an alligator.
Yeah.
To me, that's the triple crown.
Like, once you get high on meth, if you get eaten by an alligator, that's usually kind of your fault. And it, like we said about the dog, sometimes alligators just do alligator stuff. They can't help it. That's what they are.
Yeah, I feel bad that the alligator probably got high from the meth.
Could be.
Yeah.
And now that alligator could be going out eating all kinds of people.
Well, I think they killed him to get all the stuff out of his stomach.
He could be coming back to life.
Oh, no. He's not
enough meth. You can do that.
He's not a Lazarus gator. So, and now he's dead because a meth guy passed out. His death was initially thought to be from drowning, but it turns out that no, he OD'd on meth and was eaten by an alligator. So that's kind of your perfect Florida story, right?
Yes. So do you think he was alive when he died?
What?
I'm saying, do you think he was alive when the alligator got him?
Oh, when the alligator ate him.
I'm about to say, super wasted on meth?
It's like, I'm not good at this, but I think he was dead when he died.
Or was he dead when the alligator found him?
I'm guessing
he... Because normally alligators don't like to eat dead things, right?
Yeah, I don't think they do. I don't know. I don't know much about gators except that I want to avoid them at all costs.
Yeah.
But they think he was dead already from overdose.
All right. Well, I mean, that's a better way to go, I guess.
Overdosing?
Yeah. Than being eaten alive by an alligator?
Mm. Maybe stay away from the meth.
Well, yeah. I'm definitely do that. But if I had to choose between overdosing and just dying or, like, watching my lower half be eaten by an alligator while I bleed out.
What if you were so high that you didn't care you were being eaten by an alligator?
It's just a race to see what kills you first, the alligator or the meth. Yeah.
Yeah. But in this case, he was dead, apparently.
Okay.
At least the cause of death was an overdose. And that is your Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
Yeah, somebody says alive when he died needs to go on stupid stuff.
You know what I meant.
Yeah, I know what you meant, but it just sounded funny. Was he alive?
Whatever, guys.
Was he alive when he got eaten by the alligator is what you meant.
Yes.
So, all right. Well, there you go. It's been a strong week of gems. Hopefully you enjoyed that. My backup was, you see, Pringles is making a pickle Rick flavor for Rick and Morty.
I did not see that.
I hate pickles, so I will not.
You'll have to try it.
No. As much as I love me some Rick and Morty, I'll just watch the show.
All right.
I won't try the pickle flavored Pringles. I mean, I will throw up if there's a pickle on my plate. So, but I think
Pickle Rick.
Exactly. That is still the funniest episode of any one show in the history of the universe.
Boy,
I'm serious. I could watch that 100 times. I laugh every single time. But all right, 713-780 ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. Be on the Twitch channel, and if either one of y'all seen the show C on Apple's streaming service, I have not. I haven't really dug into Apple yet. There's so many damn services now that I'm trying to keep up with.
I've got one episode left of Jack Ryan.
Okay.
And then I think I'm on to The Irishman. I'm trying to keep up.
Yeah.
I'm trying to keep up with what's going on in pop culture.
Well, that one, just break it into three.
And, I'm going to fights tonight. I was going to say there's a light basketball card tonight, but I'm going to watch fights. So that's going to throw a wrench in.
I actually have to do some work tonight because for the website, because my Rockets guy has had something come up at the last minute, so I got to do our Rockets stuff
tonight. I'd fire him if I were you.
Oh, no, he does a great job. But
except when he doesn't do the job.
Well,
right?
It's one time.
Am I right?
It's one time. And I got
get his ass out of here.
I got nothing else to do. I'll just... stay home and
seems like an easy way to shave some payroll.
See what you did there.
If you were going to shave some payroll, how would you do it, Fred?
Well, I'd want it to be smooth.
Yeah.
I'd want it to be convenient.
You'd want minimal irritation.
Exactly. And that's what you get with
it. And you'd want to save money, obviously.
Well, I'd, you know what? I'd want to give somebody the gift of whatever I shaved. Or what I shaved with. How about that? That'd be better. Yeah. I don't think they want the rest of that. Guys, Harry's has you covered. Whatever it is that you're looking for a gift for the man in your life, Harry's has something for you. And right now, listeners can get $5 off a shave set by using code FAOUR at harrys.com. Free shipping ends December 16th, so act now. And it's such a great gift. The holiday set start at just $20 with in-secret Santa limits. And if you want to get it for somebody who's important in your life and not just a Secret Santa thing, how about this? You can get an option to engrave the weighted handle so you can put somebody's name on it. It makes it a really special gift. And as a special offer, we're partnering with Harry's to give you $5 off any shave set, including their limited edition holiday sets when you enter FAOUR at harrys.com. Plus, you get free shipping. And each one comes with the weighted handle, five-blade razor cartridges, foaming shave gel, travel cover, and it's in that handsome holiday gift box. You don't even have to wrap it. Free shipping ends on December 16th. Use code FAOUR at harrys.com. That's FAOUR.
You can now listen to all your favorite shows on the Amazon Echo.
Oh, sweet, dude.
Just say, Alexa, open ESPN 97.5.
Now playing ESPN 97.5.